Big event coming in Medina County at the fairgrounds. The community center there will host the annual Love of Chocolate Festival. And to talk about that, we have with us Donna Tice, who is with the Faith in Action, Medina County Caregivers, the group that is benefiting from this event. Donna, tell us a little bit about this chocolate event in Medina County. I've seen the advertisements on billboards and everything, so everybody is excited about it. What takes place tonight?
Okay, well, I'm glad you asked. It is a great event. This is the 20th anniversary celebration. We're going to have, obviously, chocolate everywhere, so chocolate sampling is a big part of this festival. We're going to have a snack bar with Dominic's Pizza. We'll have unique Valentine gifts at this event. All the vendors that are coming will bring gifts to sell. We're going to have a Candyland area for the kids to hang out in and do different games and contests. We're going to actually have a stage set up as well where children 12 and up can participate in contests up there. We're going to do a pie-eating contest, a Oreo stacking contest, and a Hershey Kiss Unwrapping contest. We'll also have Chocolate Festival T-shirts. Those are things that we've had in the past. We're also going to do new this year. We're going to have chair massages offered by Nature's Touch Massage and Wellness. We're going to have basket raffles as well as our new Cupid's Corner area, and that's going to be wine, beer, and cheese tasting area.
It's an event that really benefits the Faith in Action. Talk about the organization and what you guys do.
Sure. Faith in Action has been around almost 20 years. I believe we're at almost 19 years this year in 2017. And Faith in Action, basically what we do, we provide transportation to medical appointments for senior citizens and disabled people in Medina County. We will take them out of the county to University Hospital or the clinic, wherever they need to go. So the majority of what we do seems to be medical appointments. However, we do offer other services to them. We do grocery shopping for them. We take them to eye doctor appointments. We pick up their prescriptions. So we kind of do all those things. We're trying to allow the senior citizens to be as independent and stay at home as long as they can. And a lot of them don't have means or transportation to get where they need. So we offer that, and it's all free for the senior citizens. And the only way we do that is by having fundraisers and having sponsors for our events, because we don't get any outside funding.
And, of course, this event taking place tonight, Love of Chocolate Festival at the Medina County Fairgrounds. Tickets available at the door. How much are tickets for admission, and what do you get for your admission?
Okay, so tickets are $10 each. You can either buy them at the three local Bueller's locations here in town or Rocky Mountain Chocolate, and they are, yes, available at the door. They're $10 a piece, and you get, with that $10 ticket, you get 8 samples from the vendors that are here. We have approximately 32 chocolate vendors that will be here, so you can kind of choose from them. You get one sample from, you know, one specific vendor, and you're entitled to 8 of them, and then, again, you can purchase anything that they're selling.
Well, you've been setting up all week, getting everything ready for this big event. Is there a theme, or do you just kind of have everybody just decorate their booths according to whatever they like?
You know what? The chocolatiers and vendors, they decorate their own booths because it typically has been in February in the past, the weekend before Valentine's Day. We kind of go with the Valentine's theme. So, you know, people kind of decorate whatever they want. Our decorations are, you know, definitely based around Valentine's Day and red and white and pink colors. So we're going to have a fun balloon arch, too, when you walk through this year. So we're just trying to make it really festive and, I guess, more Valentine Day theme.
Right. And, of course, well, any day is a good day to buy some chocolate. And they'll be, have obviously, the vendors there for that. And the fact that it's sort of open for kids, there's a lot of different things you mentioned for kids to do. So it's a good family event
correct.
To spend time there.
It is. Correct. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make it, you know, fun for the family to come out, something fun. And by having it on a Friday night, we're hoping that it'll bring, you know, some couples out, since we have now the Cupid's Corner area, as well as families for something to do.
Now, doors open, what, 6 o'clock tonight? Is that when it starts?
Doors open, yep. Doors open at 6 o'clock. People can, I'm sure, will come a little earlier, but we're hoping to be ready to go by quarter till. But yes, doors open at 6 o'clock.
And runs till 10 o'clock, as I understand.
And it runs till 10, correct.
Okay. Or maybe when all the chocolate is gone, if that's even heavenly possible. I don't know. With all the vendors that will be there. Again, tonight from 6 to 10, Faith in Action Medina County Caregivers having their 20th annual The Love of Chocolate Festival taking place again at the Medina County Fairgrounds right in their community center. Our guest this morning, Donna Tice. Thanks for joining us today and appreciate what you do for the folks in Medina County.
Sure. Thank you.